Hey, it's Nicola, a 35-year-old man who allegedly tried to swim across a dam to evade police at a hinterland property yesterday has been charged overnight with a host of property-related offences. The alleged fugitive is from Victoria. The 35-year-old allegedly forced entry to several properties at Yimundi and Iwa Vale last month before stealing a number of items. Police allegedly seized tools, weapons and a motorbike from his camp. The man is expected to appear in Maroochydore Magistrates Court this morning. Coolum locals are now calling for security cameras to be installed at one of the area's most popular parks following reports of an attempted abduction there on Sunday afternoon. A man at Tickle Park tried to lure a 9-year-old girl into his car, promising she could pat his kitten before a member of the public intervened. Police are still investigating a separate incident at the same park in January when a young girl was sexually assaulted. Any information should be reported to police. Rescue helicopter service Life Flight has just put its newest aeromedical doctors on the Sunshine Coast through a rigorous training program. The Life Flight retrieval medicine recruits had to escape a mock underwater helicopter crash, be winched into a chopper and respond to high-pressure scenarios in preparation for working in the air and remote locations. Dr. Luke Summers is working as a critical care doctor for Life Flight here on the coast. He says he's enjoying the challenge.
Training's been great. It's been fairly intensive every day, but learning lots but really confidence building for starting out in the helicopters and just before we go out and start treating our first patients as well.
And a Mount Coolum father of three has been named Queensland Father of the Year, regional winner for the Sunshine Coast and Wide Bay area. Thomas Docking is the founder of Dads Group Incorporated, a national not-for-profit group that encourages new dads to be the best fathers and partners they can be through peer support groups. The overall winner will be announced on August 29.